Episode 291, Fatherhood Advice.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Ben DiBono, everyone, and we're back, as usual.
Back?
We always tend to be back.
This is going to be a heavy listener feedback episode.
Well, it's all listener feedback.
Because the whole thing is listener feedback.
Yeah.
So what's happening here is, in case you don't know, I'm having my first child any day now. That's not exactly true, but tomorrow... Well,
what's the due date?
Well, as we record, today is September 30th, 2014, and our due date is October 27th. So yikes. Still could be a month, or, I mean, if she goes early, could be any day now. I just feel like once you hit October, that is the month that I've had in my head for so long that I can't believe it's finally here.
I don't know if that's medically accurate, that once you hit the month of the due date, it could be any day.
That's not medically accurate?
No, what they say is like 2 weeks in front or behind. Your
exactly.
Baby's technically at term, 2 weeks. So.
So anything could happen. So that's happening for me. Ben just had his third child on...
August 30th, so happy 1 month birthday.
Oh, happy. Yeah. Happy 1 month birthday, Charles. And Ben also has two other children, Ellie and Owen.
I got kids coming out of everywhere.
Ellie is aged...
6 yesterday.
And Owen is...
4. Not yesterday.
No. So the listeners then... And kind of like a, now it's becoming an annual tradition. Last year, they gave me some marriage advice before I got married. This year, the listeners have sent us in fatherhood advice.
Well, it's probably going to be a tradition that ends because we're out of topics. Unless you buy a house, home buying advice.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, so who
next
knows?
Year.
So, who knows? But, yeah, so I think we'll just dive in. I sent Ben the document that has tons of listener feedback that we were collecting earlier this year in preparation for this episode. We also put it on Facebook earlier today.
Facebook.
So let's do the document first, and then let's end with Facebook, since those are the most recent.
All right.
Do you want me to just start with the Twitter that we have here? The tweet?
Yeah. Are we going to switch off?
Yeah, you and me, back and forth. Or when it gets to Collins, though, I did some specific highlighting.
I saw that.
Because some of it was more personal for me, and some was for everybody. So
okay.
I'll definitely read that one. But starting out, here we go. Fatherhood advice.
Remember when I used to do accents when we'd read Collins? Those were the good old days.
Those were the good days. Fatherhood advice for Matt and Ben. Here we go. Jake on Twitter writes in, congratulations, Ben and Matt. Boy and girl, do a month apart. Do I hear Sci-Fi Christian wedding bells in the future? Well, Ben, what do you think?
That wasn't exactly advice.
It wasn't, but you know, interesting speculation from the fans.
Could be.
We'd
have to reconcile the whole Catholic-Protestant thing.
That's true. Oh my gosh, you're right.
We've got a good 20 years to solve that battle, so.
You're right. So I guess we'll just have to see how things go, but thanks for that, Jake. Go ahead. You can take Adams.
Yeah. Well, he's got a lot, so should we switch off?
Oh, yeah. Maybe that is a better way to do it. So Adam from Kansas wrote in, and he has a bunch of bullet points, so let's just take turns at the bullet points, but
okay.
Kick us off.
So he says, well, maybe I should give the context, because he says he's a dad of a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 4-month-old.
I do want to say this also, since it's heavy on listener feedback and we have 7 pages of feedback, I don't think we'll comment on everything,
okay,
but we will read everything.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. So, but I think when they give us context, that's important, because other people might be listening to this and thinking, I want some advice, and if we have somebody who says, I have no children and I'm 9, that obviously is...
Bad.
On a different level than someone like Adam who has 3 kids.
3 kids. 1 7-year-old, 1 5-year-old, and a 4-month-year-old. Go ahead.
So he says, be intentional about spending time with your children and being present during that time. They will grow up quickly, and now is the time you can have the greatest influence on their lives. That's not technically true for you yet, considering your child is not yet born. Now is not the time you can have the greatest influence on her life, but soon.
Soon.
Yeah.
Adam goes on and says, get sleep when you can, as much as you can. You'll be a better parent when you're well-rested.
That's true. The best way you can get sleep is, I know we're not supposed to comment and everything, but I came up with this quippy idea, is to have your wife do as much as possible.
Okay.
And you do as little possible, and then you're well-rested. It's kind of like in the army. You've got your front lines, you got your reserves. You don't just throw everybody into battle all at once.
No.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You are the reserves.
Okay.
You're like the National Guard of parenting.
Okay, that's good.
You will hear horror stories of how expensive it is to have a child, and in particular more than one child. In my experience, it's not nearly as bad as you'd think. I agree with him here. You don't have to spend a crap ton. Much of the expense depends on your priorities and not being obsessed about having the latest children's clothes or kid gadget. The diaper genie, for example, is an entirely unnecessary expense. I disagree with that, because it keeps the smell in. Take advantage of hand-me-downs and quality secondhand items. The kids won't know and won't care.
So the diaper genie that gets the Ben DeBono approval?
Yeah, but other than that, he's absolutely right. I mean, people are like, oh, it's going to cost you $1 trillion a kid. No, just, you know, they, especially like when they're little, they grow out of clothes so fast. Don't spend a bunch of money. Like, you'll be lucky if your daughter wears her newborn clothes more than once.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's how fast they grow right there. So if you're like, oh, we got to go to, you know, I don't know what the la- I'm not sure what the latest clothing stores are.
Target. Yeah. That's where I go.
But I'm in like a high-end clothing store. I mean, Target for as fine
like
as
like Super
is.
Target?
Yeah, Super Target. Don't go to Super Target when just normal Target will do.
Okay, that makes sense. Here's more from Adam. I think of having children in terms of basketball defense strategy. One child equals double team. Two children equals man on man. Three or more children equals zone defense. Each of these obviously has a different energy level, but if you think about it this way, it will help you direct your priorities and how you handle the kids.
I guess that one's more for me because...
You have three.
Yeah, unless Des has a couple more up there you guys haven't realized yet.
I don't think so.
That seems unlikely at this point.
So have you used zone defense so far?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that depends on how close they are together, because Ellie and Owen are 4 and 6, so it's pretty easy for me to just kind of corral them and have them, you know, be moderately self-sufficient. And then, like, if you have three, you know, in 3 consecutive years or something, it's just going to be a nightmare.
So
don't do that.
Okay, we'll see. You go ahead.
Oh, one of the best decisions you can make for your children is to decide to love your wife and treat her right. Your sons will see by example how they should treat their wives in the future, and your daughters will see what they should look for in a future husband. Yeah.
Agree or disagree?
I'm pro treating your wife right.
Good. Last one. He says, fatherhood is exhausting, frustrating, and infuriating. You will never be as angry at anyone as you will get with your kids. Some days it will seem the most useless thing you've ever done. Your patience will break someday. You will shout. It's the most difficult thing you will probably ever do. It also just happens to be the most beautiful and rewarding role you'll ever have in life. Enjoy it. All the best and blessings in Christ, Adam.
I'm definitely way angrier at Hitler than I am at my kids, so that's not true, Adam.
Okay.
Interesting. General point is well taken.
Good. Do you want me to read Mark's here?
Well, how about there's 2 bullet points.
It's a short one. I can just. Yeah. All right, you go ahead. You take the whole thing.
Well, I like the bullet point idea.
Fine, I'll read the framing device, and you read the bullet points.
Okay.
Mark says, "I am the father of 2 girls aged 10 and 8, and here is my advice:
read to your children. I don't care how old they are. We started when our eldest was just born, and she likes us to read to her." And she still likes us to read to her. It's a great way of making a connection, spending quality time, and encouraging your child to read. I fully agree.
Next.
I've read a crap ton of books to the kids this year now that they've gotten into chapter books.
Next, he says, my wife breastfed, and while I fully supported her in this, it did mean that I lost the chance to connect with our girls. So I took every chance to change nappies. This gave me a chance to connect, and breastfed babies' nappies do not smell bad. Mark is from the UK, and he says nappies equal diapers.
I don't like that advice, Mark.
Why? Why not?
Because it results in you changing diapers. You know what?
Do you not change diapers?
I haven't changed a single one of Charles's yet.
How is that possible? How do you avoid it?
And he doesn't mind.
What about with Owen? How many do you think he changed?
Couple.
How many with Ellie do you think?
Handful.
So in your lifetime, this is a real question. Would you guess you've changed under 10 diapers?
Probably.
Yes, that's a yes.
But cool. Like I've also, if we add in the number of accidents post potty training I've had to deal with, and you know, wiping your kid's butt, it's over 10.
Okay. Good.
Although that's horrible. But you know what you can get, Mark, is they have these devices where it's like fake breasts for men that you can add pump milk into so you too can enjoy the breastfeeding experience.
That is weird.
Mark, I don't recommend that either.
Mark concludes his email by saying, I hope this helps, but remember to have fun. Your life will change forever.
Huh.
Hey, is that the same thing that Adam said?
But your life will change forever?
Why does everybody keep thinking my life is going to change forever?
I don't know.
Okay.
It won't. It's going to be the same.
All right, more bullet points here from Patrick.
Bravo, guys. I love the bullet points. This is the way to do it.
Patrick says, Matt and Ben, I have only recently become a father, so perhaps my advice will really only be handy to Matt. Our daughter is a month old now, so my thoughts are very fresh and really are just for the first months anyways. Top 10 things I didn't know about fatherhood 1 month ago. Number one.
Changing a diaper is not a big deal. Incorrect, Patrick.
Number
is a big deal.
Number
don't do it.
Two.
Crying babies may lead you to have dark thoughts, especially when you're tired. That's disturbingly vague, Patrick.
Number three.
For some explicable reason, the baby won't cry if grandma's holding them.
Inexplicable. Inexplicable
That's
reason.
True.
Has this happened to you, too, the grandma thing?
No, the kids cry if grandma's holding them.
All right, number four.
It's never too early to introduce your child to Star Wars, unless we're talking about the prequels.
Oh, we have something about that later. A good one, actually. Number five.
Gas is good. Do you mean gasoline?
I think, like, the baby, like, having gas.
Oh, yeah,
means
that is good, because otherwise they scream when they feel bloated.
Yeah, number six.
A voice whispers in your ear to make sure the baby is alive every time you leave the room. That goes away by the time you get to the third one.
Really?
Yeah.
The first one, though, with Ellie, you felt
yeah,
that
you're
way.
Nervous about it. But the third one, you're like, eh, they're pretty robust little guys.
And plus, by that time, you already have two others.
Got money in the bank.
Number seven.
I hope Andy doesn't listen to this. Every activity takes twice as long as before the baby was born.
True or not true?
Well, I don't know. It depends on the activity. So I guess not true, not every activity. But yeah, a lot of them do.
Number eight.
The sounds they make are the best part, minus the crying. That's true.
Number nine.
Babies get acne?
Question mark?
Yeah, they do, because they've got like their mom's, I don't know, it's something with the mom. They get like some hormones from the mom. So yeah, babies do have acne early on.
Number 10.
You don't know anything, so you will try everything. Don't try everything.
You're telling me that?
Yeah.
Okay. He did give a little bonus fact here.
Don't try to hold a slippery wet baby after you give them a bath. I don't know this from experience.
I don't believe him.
That's true.
Dude, I mean, I believe him that you shouldn't hold a slippery wet baby. I don't believe that he doesn't know this from experience. Like, yeah. I imagine Patrick picking up his new daughter.
Yeah. Oops. Away she goes.
Aaron wrote in. Aaron, are we giving last names here, or are these personal?
Well, this is the rainy, so why not?
So we've met both Aaron or Alan. Wait, did I say this is?
You said it was Aaron.
I'm reading these out of order because I have my file. Okay, the first one here is going to be Alan, and next will be Aaron. So Alan also gave us some bullet points, and he has an adult son and other kids.
So he's done it.
So
he's past the goal line.
We can trust him here. Here's what he says.
And we've met Aaron. Not a serial killer.
No. Great guy.
Great guy. So
good job,
I think
Alan.
Of all the people we've had so far, Alan might be the most trustworthy. Just based on the fact that he succeeded. Like, the rest of us could totally mess up still.
Plus, we've met him.
Yeah, that's true.
So that helps. Yeah. I'll go ahead and kick it off at number one, and let's just go from there. Number one, be your kid's greatest cheerleader. No, not a false everyone has to win at everything euphorian outlook, but for crying out loud, be encouraging to them. The world beats up on them enough. Teach them to strive for excellence in everything they do. Instill that sense of pride in a task well accomplished, and you'll have plenty to congratulate them for.
Yeah, that's true. You never have to lose your temper.
Wait, read the number.
Oh, it's two. You have all the authority. Have fun with that. That's also true, though. You probably will lose your temper. But yeah, I mean, you'll get into like the dumbest arguments you've ever imagined with kids. Just like you just say things you never thought you'd have to imagine that you'd say, like, you know, stop licking the wall or something like that.
Number three, your home and family should be a safe place. If you have more than one kid, they should be told very early on that they should look out for and stick up for each other. It should be a family value that a sibling never joins an outsider in picking on a brother or sister.
Yeah, unless the brother or sister is like doing something terrible, torturing someone.
That's not picking. That's like...
Oh, that's false. That would be an entirely different category.
Number four.
Read, read, read. Because he capitalized the last read. Out loud. Great books. They have their entire life to get caught up in television or whatever the delivery medium is in the years ahead. Develop a love for a well-written story earlier in their lives. Somehow I don't think we need to tell either one of you this, but it's still true. It is true. Yeah. So, you, Matt, you've been reading George R. R. Martin series, you know? Yeah. Just keep going.
Just keep going. Once the baby's
now,
here.
Out loud.
Anything.
Yeah.
Number five, life isn't fair. It's not your job to make it that way for your kids.
Number six.
No comment on that one?
I don't know. I agree.
Yeah.
A fun house is more important than a clean house. Laughter sounds better than a vacuum cleaner. Well, this one hits a bit close to home at the moment because, about a week ago, I was watching Ellie and Owen while Annie had gone somewhere. I don't know. She was running an errand. She had Charles. And I was sitting downstairs on the couch, where both of their rooms are downstairs as well. And they were getting along wonderfully. So I was, you know, absorbed in whatever I was doing, reading a book or playing around on my iPad or something like that. And Annie got home and I was like, hey, how are you? She's like, oh, good. How are the kids? Oh, they're good. They're just having fun. They're playing with each other. So I go out to my office and she comes and gets me a couple minutes later. And she's like, well, what were the kids doing while I was gone? Like, oh, I don't know. They were just playing, having fun. She's like, they pulled all their clothes out of their closet. They're all downstairs in the living room. I like completely missed this. They were running past me, carrying armloads of clothes and throwing them behind the couch. Completely missed it. And so that wasn't good. Because then we all had to clean it up, and I felt kind of stupid. But then today, moments before I left, they did it again.
Wow.
So we had to have another talk.
So why do they think that that's a fun idea to hide their clothes behind the couch?
Because they're 4 and 6.
Okay, well, there it is.
Just they seem like a good idea. So we had to put a ban on that game. That game is now banned.
What was the game called?
Well, it's called Mrs. Niederlander.
Why?
Because as far as I can tell, Mrs. Niederlander is a character in the show Rescue Bots, which is kind of like Transformers for very young kids.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, I have no clue why, but they think Mrs. Niederlander is hysterical. And so they like to play Mrs. Niederlander. And one of the incarnations of playing Mrs. Niederlander involves pulling all the clothes out of their closets and throwing them around the downstairs. So Mrs. Niederlander is now banned.
Wow.
In the DeBono house.
That's serious.
So I understand what Alan is saying, but there is a balance.
Okay. Number seven. Ben will hate this one. As they get older, traveling together will be one of the most enduring memories.
It sure will.
Especially,
not in a good way.
Especially if you... I think he means to say ride here.
Read in the car.
He says read in the car.
Maybe. Yeah, like if you read out loud in the car.
Oh, I thought he meant like as opposed to taking an airplane, especially if you take a car.
No. Alan,
so he's saying especially if you read in the car.
Yeah, like if you spend the time reading to them or something.
Okay. Well, I was also thinking.
Not like while you drive.
I was also thinking maybe driving is better than airplane because, you know, more time together, lots of memories on the road. It's different sights along the way.
You come back to me with that one after your kid screams across South Dakota.
I'm not saying that's my preference.
10 hours straight.
I'm just thinking that could create some good enduring memories.
It does create enduring memories. That's true. Disney World created many enduring memories last year.
So will your family ever go to Disney World again?
I told Annie I'm not going. I'll put my foot down.
What city in California are you guys traveling to later next month?
San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So not too close to Disneyland.
No, we're not going to Disney. No, that wouldn't have happened.
Okay.
I've told her I'm never going to Disney again.
We went to, Des and I, we went to San Francisco for our honeymoon, and I love San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fun. Probably less fun, because vacations with kids are not fun, and vacations with your in-laws are not fun. So I imagine that vacations with kids and your in-laws are really going to suck.
Keep me updated on that for story time.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of that, why don't you tease next week's episode?
Yeah, so the Disney World Chronicles are going to get edited together. We'll record a little introduction next week.
Okay.
And yeah, it'll be great.
Perfect. Yeah, just bring me the file and I'll make it happen, Captain.
You got it.
All right. Who are we on? You're number 8.
Oh, on the subject of discipline, I'm sure you've heard it already, but there is no need to be harsh or overly strict. Simply allowing their decisions to reach their logical consequences without interfering or saving them from their choices will teach them more than 2 hours of yelling and screaming. A great resource for this is the book Parenting with Love and Logic. I completely agree. I'm not necessarily against spanking per se, but we've never had to use it. And I don't intend to ever have to use it. You can do a lot of discipline without whacking your kid.
Have you read any good parenting books? He recommended one here.
I don't read parenting books.
All right. Number 9. Which
they just like they'll just stress you out. You'll be like, oh, here's all the ideas that I need to be doing. No, don't worry about it. Just do your best. You know, humans have been raising kids for thousands of years without having to worry about parenting books. I'm sure that's a fine one that Alan recommended, but I wouldn't read it.
Number 9, time for some bedtime advice. We were very contrarian in this regard. We simply never had a set bedtime for our kids. When they were tired, they went to bed. If they stayed up too late and had school the next day, they learned very quickly that what a drag that was. We firmly believe this early self-reliance has helped turn out a set of reasonably responsible adults today. Well, no one is in prison anyway.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the set bedtime. But whatever you do, just be consistent. Like if you hear about kids who like won't go down and bedtime takes 3 hours, well, that's because they weren't consistent early on. Not like, babies don't really need a bedtime. But once they're old enough to have a bedtime, unless you take Alan's advice, which I can't imagine doing because then they'll never go to bed. You gotta be like, look, this is the deal. We're going to bed and have a routine and stick to it. And if you do that, you'll be in good shape.
Number 10.
It's impossible to be cool, so don't even try. Well, maybe for you, Alan. No, I'm just kidding. It is impossible to be cool for your kids. Love your kids unconditionally. Be kind to their friends. Make them welcome in your home. Trust them. Trust yourselves and the values you have shared with them. Laugh a lot. Spend time with them. Minimize your hobbies to help develop theirs. Be kind, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God forgiven you. I think we lapsed into a little scripture there, Alan. Do this, and you will be the coolest parents in the world. Alan
That's
Rainey.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And, well done, Alan.
And then, so Alan gave us 10 great, well-thought-out pieces of parenting advice. So the next email that I got was from his son, Aaron. So, after all this great stuff, Aaron must have some good stuff, too. So let me go ahead and read it. He says... Matt, I only have one piece of fatherly advice. It's the same advice my father gave me and my grandfather gave me. Above all, you're right. It's the same advice my father gave me and my grandfather gave him. Above all else, you must make sure that your children have seen the original Star Wars trilogy, non-special edition, a minimum of 5 times before they are exposed to the prequels.
Yeah, I go even farther. Just don't tell them the prequels exist.
That's good advice, Aaron. I'm going to let my kids watch the prequels.
Why?
Because children are the only age that would actually
No, but do you really want them to be nostalgic for Jar Jar Binks? Think of all the crap we're nostalgic for. Do you really want them to be nostalgic for Jar Jar Binks? Because that's what you're going to do. It's a terrible idea.
I like the 5 times rule.
Yeah, I like the 55 times rule. Just don't do it. Prequels? What prequels?
Let's go ahead and read Collins. Well, since he split them up, we can do back and forth again. I'll read the opening. Hi, Matt. You're going to be a dad! ! I want to pass on my warm congratulations to you and your wife. I am really over the moon for both of you. You'll be an awesome mom and dad, that's for sure. Also, Ben is expecting number 3. Wow, who would have thought? There is obviously life in the old dog yet.
Matt's older than me, Colin.
Pass my congratulations on to Ben and tell him I am really glad all that beer drinking hasn't affected anything else.
No, it's made me more potent, if anything.
I wonder if people do think that you're older than me. I'm 32.
I'll be 29 in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's right. What, October 12th?
19th.
Yeah, 19th.
So the day before I get to get on an airplane and go on vacation with my kids and in-laws.
That's awesome.
That's what
awesome.
I've always wanted to do for my
October
birthday.
19th coming up. You're going to be 29, you said.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So I got one more year of midnight showings left in me.
Oh, good. Yeah, I gave that up long ago.
Well, you gave it up at 30.
Yeah, that's right. That was my last one because they started doing earlier ones now. They do them at like that's 8 now. True. So that's nice. Here we go. As for tips, well, there are a few things that a few things you have to not do.
So these are anti-tips.
At first.
Yeah.
Firstly, it is very easy to spoil your first and only child. You have to try not to do that. When and if number two comes along, this will only lead to resentment from number one. They have had your individual attention and then suddenly...
Undivided attention.
Yep, you're right. They have had your undivided attention and then suddenly they are having to share. They tend not to like that. Okay, go ahead and take next.
All right. Next, establish and stick to a nighttime routine in regards to sleep. This will get the baby into a rhythm and so enable you to get more sleep as they get older and move past the four feeds. Yeah, I agree.
What's the four feeds?
I have no idea. I assume that's a British thing.
Well, maybe because you do have to... We just did the birthing classes. Throughout, I think you're supposed to feed the baby every 2 to 3 hours.
So well, yeah.
Maybe the four feeds is...
Four feeds.
Got anything there?
Jesus feeds the 4,000.
Close.
I don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and read on while you look that up.
Okay.
Third, help mom as much as you can. They tend to do the most things, but if you're around and helping, trust me, no matter how little or how much you do, they will appreciate it. Besides, you both created life. It's only fair to share the workload.
Yeah, right? No, right, Ben? Just the way the National Guard shares the workload with the Marines.
Go ahead and read number four.
Make sure you maintain your relationship. It's very easy to get swept up in being mom and dad and forgetting to be Mr. and Mrs. You need to take time now and then when baby is sleeping or with grandparents to be a couple. It's not uncommon to people to lose themselves in being parents to the detriment of each other. Yeah, that's important. That's very important.
Number five, don't give in at sleep time. Baby will cry and cry for attention. Leave it to cry for a bit, then go in. If it persists, leave the gap between giving it attention longer and longer, and eventually it will fall asleep. Don't get caught in rushing into it. If you do, baby will know all it has to do is cry, and you will come running.
Yeah, that didn't work for us because Annie would not do that. So then I would stay up telling her, you got to stop because she'll go to sleep. And she would just be, no, we got to help her. We wound up, we were getting less sleep because we were arguing about it. So I just let it go. But yeah, I'd say in general, it's a good idea. Now, number six, this is a bit off, but when it is older and you go shopping and it is sitting in the shopping trolley or cart, as you like to call them, keep your eye on her.
I guess we didn't mention Collins from the UK.
Yeah.
So they have shopping trolleys there, apparently.
Yeah, the four feeds, too. I can guarantee you will get to the checkout, and something you never put in the cart will be there. They grab everything. Finally, oops, I guess that's yours.
Yeah, so is that true? Does Ellie put everything in the shopping trolley?
No, we've never had that problem, but I could see it being a problem with some kids.
She kind of does seem like a thief. Like when I saw, like piratey.
Well, yeah, but you got to train her to be more subtle than just throw it in the shopping cart.
That's true.
Yeah.
Finally, enjoy. You're a family. You have created life. Look after it, protect it, and teach it right from wrong. But above all else, enjoy the time, because all too soon, they are a teen and all the hassle that brings. Then, they're an adult, so enjoy.
That is correct, Colin.
Then he talks about listing out his authors. He says, I'm really chuffed for you and Ben. Is that a UK
term? That
must
be, too.
Can you Google that real quick?
Yeah, we're learning also.
I'm really chuffed for you and Ben. Take care, Dad.
It's probably going to mean something really dirty.
No, I think it means I'm really excited for you.
It says, very pleased. I'm dead chuffed to have won. I suppose I should read that in a British accent.
Yeah, read it.
I'm dead chuffed to have won, my good fellow.
I've never heard that phrase before. Thanks, Colin.
Yeah.
All right, you want to take...
I feel like I'm getting better at the British accent since I've been listening to all this Sherlock Holmes.
Do you want to read all of Seth's email?
Sure. There's a bunch of obvious stuff, like don't forget your wife exists.
This one is just to me, though. Hey, Matt.
Oh.
Sorry, this is not for you.
Go ahead. No advice for me.
No.
Don't forget your wife exists when your baby comes along. And start reading to your kid as soon as possible. But the main advice I always give to first-time fathers is this. Catch your baby. One of the best experiences of my life was catching my son when he was born. I love being able to tell him that mine were the first hands that held him. Of course, if you're uncomfortable with the idea, I understand, but still man up and do it. You won't regret it unless you faint or something. Don't do it.
You're saying don't do it?
No, you want the doctor pulling that thing off because it's like, if you drop it, you will never hear the end of that.
Yeah, Seth, I think this is good advice, but I just don't think I have it in me to do this.
Yeah.
I barely want to watch the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you watch the first time?
You have to. I mean, because you're sitting there like, you kind of hold up her leg or whatever. She's pushing it.
Oh. I don't want you to get too graphic, for real. I'm gonna ask you something, but I don't want you to get too graphic because this is
It'll change your view of many things.
This is a family show. You say hold up her leg. Is that something common? Because I've heard other people mention that. So is
yeah, it's like you just gotta
so like get into a you have one leg and like a nurse has another leg, and this is like that's how it happens.
Yeah. Oh, and then the smell.
Don't. I mean, again, try keep it family friendly here. It looks like we have one more.
It's a life changing moment. In many ways.
This is the last feedback we have before we get to today's Facebook, where I asked a question again. But Josh wrote in and said, Matt and Ben, being a father of three myself, I have some heartfelt advice for the two of you. Matt, start drinking now.
That's true.
Ben, get Matt to start drinking now. That's it. And congratulations to both of you. I wish you the best. Josh.
Yeah, Josh is 100% right. And I'm going to tell you why. Because there's going to come a day where it'll probably be a stressful day for you already, but even if it's not, you're going to come home from work or whatnot, and you're going to walk in the door, and your wife's going to be in tears, and the kids are going to be screaming, and you have no idea what's happening, and you can't get anything out of anybody, and you're going to spend the next 2 to 3 hours sorting this out. And by the end of it, you're going to want to put a hammer through your head as hard as you possibly can. And when that happens, what you are going to need is a brown liquid that is at least 75 proof. Now, even if you have never drunk in your life, you might not realize you need this, but at that moment, that is precisely what you need. And if you are not prepared to consume that liquid, you are going to be a miserable man.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and read from Facebook. Do you want to load up your Facebook real quick here?
Oh, why not?
All right. The question of the day today was, well, here's what it said. We are recording our fatherhood advice episode later today. Does anybody have any parent advice for first-time father Matt or the father of three, Ben? And here we go. Marilyn wrote in. Oh, this is a long one. Let me go ahead and load this up. Yeah. Number one, each child is different and each child changes every few months or less. If you ever think you've got child rearing figured out, the child will change. Just take it one day at a time. If that's too much, back it down until you've got the time into small increments you think you can handle. Some days will be 1 minute at a time. That's scary. Yikes. You want to take number two?
Your child rears you as much as you rear him. In a year or two, you will know what it means to be a grown-up. That's true. Nothing will grow you up faster than being a parent.
Number three, if you have moderately decent parents, your child will reveal to you how much your parents love you. You'll probably be surprised to discover this because we all assume we know how much our parents love us. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's true.
So when you're... unpack that for me a little bit.
Well, I think it just causes you to reevaluate your perception of choices your parents made. And, you know, maybe some good, some bad, but yeah, it definitely makes you more compassionate for the times your parents dropped the ball because you realize, oh, I did too, you know?
Okay, good.
Number four, dads matter from conception to the end. You and mom together reflect the image of God to your child. You reflect part of God's nature. Mom reflects the rest. With his help, you will be a great dad.
Thank you, Marilyn. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Looks like Doug has also, I mean, man, listeners, you did a great job. We didn't ask for bullet points, but this is laid out so nicely. And it's funny, too. We just asked for, you know, whatever advice you had, and people listed out lots of great advice here. I mean, I kind of imagined that maybe somebody would send an email with just one little bit, and then we get a different email with a little bit. Yeah. But this is even better than I imagined. So why don't you start with Doug's, and when you're ready to take a break, I'll read on.
Okay. Consistency. You've heard the biblical phrase, let your yes be yes And you're Novi. No, when dealing with not swearing your word on anything, but in a different sort of way, this applies to your children. Let your Novi know. If your no sounds like, if you do what I told you not to do for the third time, you're getting punished, then your no isn't no. Your no, then no again, then yet no yet again is really your no. There are times when you need to give a little on this, but it should be the rare exception.
This, by no fault of Doug, I have a feeling due to your reading, no one's going to understand what he was trying to say there. But I'll go ahead. I'll read on. Doug says, I read this in a book, Growing Kids, God's Way.
And another one of those pesky books.
And the real life example was of a woman's toddler who found a ladder going up to the roof while some construction work was being done. She went outside and saw her toddler walking at the crown of the roof. She called his name and told him to sit, and he did the first time. A child used to being told multiple times or counting to three or five might not have lived through that. Not all situations will be as life-threatening as that, but an obedient child will be much easier to keep safe and be less of a burden to you and others, like school teachers, Sunday school teachers, and guests.
Yeah, that's true. You gotta mean what you say, and don't ever make empty threats. Like, if you say, if you do this, then this is going to happen, and you're not prepared to carry that out, you're a moron because you just sabotaged your parenting. Okay. You completely just torpedo your authority as a parent when you do that. And, you know, everybody screws up on that sometimes, but, I mean, if you're a parent who just is constantly, well, you know, if you do that one more time, you know, we're going to throw all your toys away. Well, of course you're not going to throw all their toys away. Because that would be a very horrible thing to do, you know, and so don't do things you're not prepared to follow through on.
Okay, that's good advice. Alex wrote in, okay, short and sweet, never say to your wife that you are babysitting when they are your children. I found this out the hard way.
Dang. Well, I don't know, it's same type of job.
All right, take Dave.
He says, Matt, there are many stages of poop. TK, take each one in stride. Good luck.
Well, Ben had good luck with that.
Don't participate in any of them. That's my advice.
And finally, on this Fatherhood Advice episode, Scott says, someone told us once that they were not raising children, they are raising future adults. It helped us make wiser decisions about trying to provide the perfect childhood.
Yeah, that's true. That's good advice.
Wow. Well, I mean, there seem to be some themes. A lot of people brought up reading. Multiple people brought up Star Wars.
Yeah.
There was also differing advice when it came to sleep schedules. What else was differing? But I think what we learned here is that different kids need different parenting styles. So all this advice is great, but I think in a lot of ways, some of this I'm just going to have to learn along the way.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out. But thank you so much to everybody that wrote in. We really super appreciate it because these types of episodes are fun because we're going through... Well, me specifically, being a first-time father, pretty big life change. So it's good to have support from you guys out there and hear everything you've experienced and just get some good counsel from you guys out there. And also being a Christian community, it's nice to hear from all of you with our faith kind of at the center of what we believe. So, again, thanks a lot. Ben, you have any closing thoughts?
It's hard to mess up. You'll be fine.
I mean, I think the biggest thing you can teach me is, if you can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah, just relax. I mean, it's going to be fine. Like, just don't stress about it. Deal. Kids are resilient little guys.
Deal. Oh, here we go.
I mean, you can even drop babies and they're fine. I mean, don't test it. But, like, babies specifically, their heads are designed in such a way where they're very soft and they, you know, they're designed to get dropped, basically. So they'll be fine.
Well, that's all from here. I'm Ben Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
We are the Sci-Fi Christians.
Don't drop your kids on purpose, though. That should be just a... It's like wearing a helmet. You don't want to test your helmet, you know?
Signing off.
Yeah, goodbye.
Do you want to hit the music for... what's it called? Crossover Nexus?
Do you
want to hit the Crossover Nexus music? Give me a little break. Give me a countdown because I have to edit this into the other episodes. So, here we go. 3, 2. This podcast is a proud member of the Crossover Nexus.
The what?
a group of podcasts and blogs exploring faith and pop culture. Find more podcasts that engage your spirit and imagination at www.crossovernexus.com.
Yeah, all sorts of good stuff there.
You can also write us at feedback@thescifichristian.com and find us on Twitter, Facebook. Ben, what's the number they can call us at?
612-4121-SFC.
And as always, you can check out our podcast, blogs, and other videos at thescifichristian.com.
Yeah.
Fade out that music.
YouTube, too. We're on YouTube.
Well, so long, folks.
Right, goodbye. I think it's fading. That one just takes a while.
It's gone.